You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Kaylee. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
There she is. It's Kaylee, everybody. Hooray. What are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine. What are you doing today?
I am working all day as a swim instructor.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's great.
So you come home smelling like chlorine every day.
Every single day.
Is it mostly little kids?
Yes.
Have you ever had anybody wander in that was like in their 60s?
No, luckily.
I think if you reach your 60s and you don't know how to swim, you just kind of roll with it from there on out. You don't need to at that point,
you just
right?
avoid the water.
You just don't need to.
You just say, I'm 60, I don't know how to swim, I'm not going to go near the water.
No pool for me. Yeah, all right.
All right. What else do you do with your life? What do you like to have fun with, Kaylee?
Me and my fiance tend to just go out and do haunted houses.
In July?
Sometimes. He actually has an application put in for tearing the corn up in Erie.
Already, huh? I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Halloween's only like 100 days away or something, isn't it?
Yes, that's it
right.
is.
I'll be damned.
She's counting down the days.
Wow.
Where did you meet your fiance?
Ironically enough, doing haunted houses.
Whoa. Were you guys both dressed up?
He's a slider, and I tend to be more in like the pathways. So I'm in your face. He comes at your feet.
Pardon me?
That's what turns her on. That's why she's engaged to him.
Excuse me?
He's a foot guy.
Oh, okay.
She loves that. So I've heard. Kaylee, you ready to play Rattle Off with your boys?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, good. I will tell who's holding right now? Nikki, Zach, and Megan. I will tell you, please don't hang up, even if Kaylee gets this, because we would like to talk to all of you. Kaylee, 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, see if you can name for us five artists or bands whose name begins with the letter S, as in snake. Five bands or artists that start with an S. Ready and go!
All right. Skillet, Sam Cooke, Sammy Hagar, Sonic Youth, Slayer.
You know what? She actually
I think
got,
you got it.
It.
Yeah.
I'll forgive the mispronunciation of Sammy, but you're a winner!
Everyone else, don't hang up. Hang tight. We still want to talk to you.
Skillet. I love that you skillet. Started with skillet.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for you.
How do you know? Let me ask you something.
I could have also done Cedar.
Yes, Cedar's a good one, too.
Let me ask you something. How old are you?
I am 22.
Then how do you know Sammy Hagar?
My fiance and his parents. They're much older than me.
Oh, yeah. And they like Sammy, huh?
They're into mm-hmm. Hagar.
All right.
Listen, you are the champion today, you little haunted house. Freak you, if you will stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning. Here's Nikki. Nikki, thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
So what are you doing today?
I'm out Ubering. It's my side hustle.
Well, that's good.
People being kind to you today?
Yeah, absolutely. Great tips. Just got a $42 tip.
Whoa, smell you.
$42 tip.
How far did you have to drive for that one?
6.7 miles total.
Man, $42? That was a very generous person.
So you're getting $7 a mile just in tip.
Wow.
Well, I don't always get that, but I did today.
That was very nice.
Why do you think this person did that?
I think they were generous, and I think they appreciated that I brought their newspaper up that was in the driveway and said, have a great day. Enjoy your summer. I appreciate the work.
Wow. You're a very kind Uber driver.
Kindness pays, doesn't it, Nikki?
Do you have snacks in your car? Do you have snacks and mints and stuff?
Water.
Water's all you get.
That's all you need, I guess.
So what's your main...
You know, I wouldn't want people eating snacks in my backseat.
Get Cheez-Its everywhere.
Yeah. Pick up people. I do Uber Eats only. I don't want humans in my car. Thank you.
Oh! I thought you were Uber. I didn't know you were Uber Eats.
Yeah, we missed the Eats part.
Yeah.
Okay.
We started Postmates. They got bought out by Uber Eats, and so.
So, what
Uber
did this
Eats.
Person that tipped you $42? What did they order?
Groceries.
Oh, groceries.
So, yeah. So I got their groceries.
That's still a hefty tip, man.
Is it possible that they meant to just do $4.20, but somehow they got a decimal problem in there, do you think?
I don't think so, because there was some change to like 38 cents on top of that. So I think they knew exactly what they were doing, and
they just rounded.
They were pretty happy.
Here,
with
Nikki, you did a great job. Here's $42.38.
Yeah.
Unusual.
Yeah. It is.
I actually got more, too, because I got money for the run, too, like almost $9 for the run. So.
Well, you're raking it in today.
You know, I have a lot of good days on the side. Normally, I'm a nurse, but I do this on the side, too.
That was my question, what your main gig was.
Yep. Hmm. I'm a nurse.
What kind?
And so while you're cruising around in the morning, you listen to your boys in the morning to keep you company. I like that a lot.
Absolutely. And why not try to win some tickets or something? Sure, and have
right.
fun. Listen to music.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
I'm so sorry that we gave those tickets away already, but we really appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
See you later. You too, Nikki. Bye. What a nice lady. That's a hell of a tip, man.
Really nice tip, yeah.
Wow. Here's Megan. Megan, what are you doing today?
Well, I just got back from getting my brain retrained.
Tell me about this.
I do. I'm receiving neurofeedback. It's a really cool thing that's out there where they check out all your different alpha, beta, theta waves and see that your brain's not working efficiently, and they make it work efficiently. And once it's done, your brain is retrained.
Wow.
What do you feel while this procedure is going on? Anything?
Not much. You're just watching a screen and looking at some things, and they're adjusting the machine so that you're the waves that are kind of spindling out of control get trained to light up in different parts of your brain and make them work better.
You know what I imagine when you're describing that? Here's what I imagine. Have you ever replaced, like, an ink cartridge thing in an inkjet printer? And then it'll say, do the little test where you have to line up the lines. Now, you know, of these five images, which one of the lines, you know, align the best? That sounds like what they're doing with your brain.
It is pretty awesome. And when it's done, it's done. So they've studied that it is efficient, unless you have something new that happens, like a car accident and a TBI or something else like that. So
why did you originally go in?
So I got late diagnosed with ADHD, and I figured I probably had it, but most women don't get diagnosed. And I thought I would get it assessed for what it looks like. And they said I did have an ADHD brain, but it looks nothing like what they would have thought. And so then they got to train it based on the beta waves and different things like that. And I feel like it's working awesomely, and I'm very, very happy. But it takes a while. You're in a lot, and it's a financial commitment and time commitment. Yeah. But I definitely feel a difference.
Well, you stayed very focused during this conversation, so I think it has worked.
Yes, you did.
Very good.
You know, besides the printer analogy, it also reminds me of the old school when you'd take your computer and you would defrag it. You guys remember doing that?
Yeah.
You had to run the defrag program on your computer. They defragged your brain.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to tell you guys, I was on here one other time probably 15 years ago, and I got Jane a little bit worked up, but it was back when Banderbogus was happening. And you guys said, call in if you've heard a really weird sound. And I said, hey, like this, my sister's cats will catch rabbits, and they have this really bad howl. And we were rescuing rabbits, so you said it was a Banderbogus. But Jane said, oh, my God, that's horrible. And I go, no, we were rescuing rabbits. And you said, Banderbogus, rescuing rabbits, and you guys wrote it down.
I like it. And you know what's funny?
I think funny that ADD that... just kicked back in.
You might need to go back for another round. You know what's funny that you bring that up is that we've had a couple of people reach out lately asking about Banderbogus, if we would ever bring that back, and we might.
I think you should.
It was
fantastic.
Fun. It was always more fun when we did it with a live audience, with people in the studio rather than over the phone. But it's still fun. Maybe we'll talk about it and maybe bring that one back, okay?
Yeah, and then one of my clients was always getting into your audience. I'm a life coach therapist, and one of my longtime clients and her husband would always get in your audience. I can't say their names, but they would say at least every once or twice a year they'd sit in your audience and love it.
We had a six-month rule on
that. I remember them.
Mm. Yeah, they were fantastic.
Good people.
We think you're fantastic, Megan. Thank you for being on the show. We're glad your brain is properly aligned today.
We love you, boys.
Aw, kisses.
Aw, we love you back. Thank you for that audio that we can now save and use.
Very nice of you.